U.S. Senator Tom Tillis and the state Republican Party paid a controversial political consulting firm $345,000 to help target voters 3 years ago. Now Democrats are raising questions after news this week that Cambridge Analytica improperly obtained Facebook data on 50 million Americans and also had dealings with Russian interests. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Federal election records show Tillis and the party hired Cambridge Analytica for its specialty, micro-targeting. That's where marketers try to influence people's behavior by customizing messages using detailed data about their demographics and interests. That's common today among political campaigns, says political analyst Michael Bitzer of Catawba College.
The more information that a campaign strategist, political parties have about potential voters, the more likely they are to be able to sort them into respective camps and attempt to utilize information, persuasion, techniques to be able to motivate them to go out and vote.
It's a tactic used by politicians of all stripes, but Cambridge Analytica is backed by Republican donors and has advised many Republican campaigns, including President Donald Trump's 2016 victory over Hillary Clinton. The Trump campaign is now under investigation over possible ties to Russians trying to influence the election. North Carolina Democrats are now pointing fingers at Republicans because of how Cambridge Analytica got the data and because of news reports that the firm had dealings with Russians before the 2016 election, says State Democratic Chairman Wayne Goodwin.
Some of the same services perhaps were used here as a trial run for 2016. So the Democratic Party is asking for information about the role of Cambridge Analytica for the Republican Party in the state.
The New York Times reports that Cambridge Analytica obtained data on millions of Facebook users without their permission through a Russian-American psychology researcher named Alexander Kogan. He claimed to be doing academic research in the form of a Facebook personality quiz. The Times says it also appears he was harvesting data not only about those users, but their contacts. To political analyst Michael Bitzer, that's a big question mark.
The real question is how much information was garnered, and was it garnered legally by Cambridge Analytica? Or was this potentially in 2014 with the Tillis campaign a test run to see how things might operate in 2016? I think there's a lot of unknowns.
Federal election reports show the state Republican Party paid Cambridge Analytica $215,000 in 2014-15. Tillis's campaign spent $130,000, and Congressman Patrick McHenry spent $15,000 for polling and research. A spokesman for Tillis did not respond to requests for comment. McHenry's spokesman referred questions to his campaign, which also did not respond. North Carolina Republican Party Chair Dallas Woodhouse said Democrats were being unfair and noted that Democrats use the same kinds of voter profiling tools. In a statement, Woodhouse blamed Democrats for, quote, creating an absurd new standard that holds campaigns responsible for misdeeds by vendors or contractors. The allegations against Cambridge Analytica come as other concerns arise over Russian meddling in North Carolina politics. In one case, Russians helped organize an anti-Trump rally after the 2016 election. And in another, a North Carolina candidate reported that her former campaign website had been bought by a Russian man. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.